Welcome back to another day of Relaborations.
As many of you know, JB and I are on hiatus from regular episodes until April. I like hiatus.
I love hiatus.
Oh. Yeah, you don't know why. Like we could be on suspension. We could be in rehab. Who knows? We're on hiatus. We could be on a trip.
I hate to do this, Miles, to say another great name for a restaurant, but hiatus. Eight, and you spell eight, A-T-E. Come on, man. Come on, Miles. And you put a U-S on the end. Hiatus. See? That's a great-ass restaurant idea, Miles. Eight. Hiatus. It's great, Miles, because hiatus sounds like I ate. See?
Us. But then you ate us. So it's for cannibals, then.
Oh, of course it is, Miles.
Yeah.
Why would it be a regular restaurant?
Hiatus. Didn't you once have an idea for a vegetarian cannibal restaurant cannibals only ate vegetarians?
Oh, Miles, what a great idea that was. Oh,
yeah.
You can't do it everywhere. It's not for every culture.
Oh, you can't do it anywhere. It wouldn't be legal anywhere.
Miles, you know what they say? If it's out there, it's in there. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a corporate slogan. It has nothing to do with illegally eating human beings.
That's what it means, Miles.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Well, we're looking back at some of the year's best elaborations so you can take these lessons into the new year. So, JB, what's today's episode?
It's called Egg with Kenan Thompson, my good friend from SNL.
Man, I think it's cool that you've had so many of your friends come on here and do the show and they all seem to just have a great time. But Kenan, man, was one of my personal favorites. By the way, you remember Star Week? Was nuts. We had so many. We had Wanda. We had
Martin.
Cheryl Hines.
Oh, my God.
We had Andy Richter.
Roy Wood Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
It kept going.
Man, and Scott Aukerman. Man, just good people who were. But Kenan, I love Kenan. Kenan has been on Saturday Night Live. To me, he's on the Mount Rushmore of Saturday Night Live.
He is, man. He is absolutely amazing, man. We came in together, man, and that guy's still going. I love it, man. Iron Man.
Yeah. He wasn't in Iron Man, though, right?
No, he wasn't in it, but he
That's Don Cheadle.
He embodied the essence and the energy of Iron Man. That's all I'm saying. All right. No costume and shit.
Do you remember the episode that we did with Kenan?
Yeah, it's called Egg. Egg.
Yeah, right.
Egg. Yeah, egg. Man. It's absolutely, as always, an amazing lesson that was given out to people, man.
I wondered why you would bring your friend on the show and then talk to him about hiding cooked eggs so they couldn't be found until they turned rotten. Like, I wondered why you had got him all the way here to discuss that.
Because, Miles, people love deviled eggs. And we talked about deviled eggs. When you crack an egg, a deviled egg come out that motherfucker, Miles. See, that's called the surprise of life, Miles.
Yeah, exactly. You brought him on the show to talk about nonsense like that. And I was so concerned that he would just go, oh, I'm out of here. But he was good. He kind of went with it.
He got it, Miles. You know why? Because people get it, Miles.
Yeah.
They get what the fuck we're giving sometimes.
Yeah, I don't always get what we're given.
No, you get it, Miles. You might not get it in a moment sometimes, but when you get home, you get it.
To be honest, I could listen to that episode over and over and over because I enjoy it. And also, I could listen to it over and over and over because I didn't quite understand it. But I will say this, as we go into the holiday seasons, you were referencing Easter in that one. You were referencing a holiday. So I think it's a good holiday episode.
It's a great holiday episode, Miles. Let's get into it, Miles.
Okay.
Egg with my man, Kenan fucking Thompson, which would be a great nickname in between Kenan Thompson. Kenan fucking Thompson. I like that, Miles. It's catchy. Prepare to be relaborated. Ha ha.
New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Spice,
be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
You take this shit any way you want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I always say this because I want to apply life lessons to people. You know,
right.
I want to apply that shit. You know,
right.
Put it on you. Put that shit on you.
Right.
I tell people all the time, all our fans,
You have to be able to recognize when you and your partner are going in different directions. You know what I mean? And I don't mean you got a night job and she got a fucking day job. And y'all pass each other. I don't mean that kind of dumb shit. I'm talking about real shit.
That's dumb shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you want to go up, she want to go fucking down. When you want to talk, she want to fucking walk. You know? When you want to make love,
yeah,
she want to make trouble. You know what I'm saying? You ever make love to a lady and she want to make trouble while you're making love to her? God damn it.
That shit don't work.
That shit don't work, Kenny.
That shit don't work. You got to be able to recognize. I know that very well. You know, I've had different partners and, you know, different things have gone left and right, you know, in professional life and in, you know, my regular mm-hmm. life. So, you know,
exactly.
You got to be able to recognize these things before it get too bad.
Kenan, you got to be able to understand what's going on.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing. The one thing you don't want to be is oblivious. I love that fucking word.
Oblivious.
That's like four fucking words, but it made that shit one word.
Yeah, because it means a lot.
Fuck yeah. That's the vowels on that bitch. See?
Yeah.
Now, one day, you're sitting there oblivious. You're fucking oblivious one day.
Right.
Living your oblivious life.
Happy. Happy to be oblivious.
Happy to be fucking oblivious. Next thing you know, your ass get oblivious.
Oh, shit. You ain't think that could happen.
See, you didn't think that shit could happen. See? And now, you don't know what the fuck is going on. One of them men, you oblivious. Listen, you oblivious. You're like, what the fuck just happened? Which right. really should be oblivious. And you were oblivious, but now you're oblivious.
Man, now you don't know what to do.
You don't know what the fuck to do. Miles, do you fucking feel me? When I say that shit to Kenan, I'm applying this shit to his ass. I'm applying this shit to him.
I did hear oblivious. And that's not a word. So
you know what?
You can't just take off the beginning of a word and
Miles.
Make a word.
Miles. Classic Miles.
Thanks.
Let me tell you something, Kenny. Miles is not a good implier. See? Don't encourage this motherfucker. Don't keep feeding this motherfucker.
Like National Lampoon, European Vacation.
Get motherfucking right.
Feeding that girl in her dream.
Oh, my God.
Remember that shit? She was dreaming that shit on that.
Fuck yeah, Kenny. See, Miles, Kenny know what the fuck I'm talking about here. You, Miles?
I ain't going to keep feeding him.
Yeah, don't keep feeding that motherfucker, man. You know what? Don't worry about Miles. Because, you know, I've known Miles a long-ass time. This motherfucker's gruntled. He's gruntled.
How long y'all known each other?
Forever. Mm. And this motherfucker been gruntled since I've known him.
Yeah. Gruntled, not a word as well.
Miles, I'm not going to count my fucked up words here.
I'm not going to feed that shit. Don't feed that shit.
Don't feed that shit to
you. You constantly lay out a buffet of words that don't make sense. I can't help but eat. So don't talk about feeding me.
But he gets to the point.
He does.
You know, he's using it to set up and dissect and show you the outcome of the experiment.
Fuck yeah.
Everybody calls the doctor crazy until he becomes a genius.
Or until they take away his license because he's crazy.
That happens too.
Hey, I'm Miles, and I want to thank you for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. Now, normally, I read a quote from an inspirational day calendar for JB to analyze and interpret, but today, we have a special guest to help us. I don't know if you've been listening, but that's another voice in there. You know him from a range of wonderful things, including his many incredible characters on SNL, and currently, he's a star of his own Emmy Buzz sitcom. What's the name of that sitcom, Kenan?
Man, it's called Kenan. Yay! I'm a big fan of man. I'm a big fan of this pod. You don't even know. I listen. I told y'all earlier, I listen almost every morning. So it's fantastic. And I'm very, very happy to be here.
Kenan, we fucking love you, bro. You already know our history already. So, you know.
Absolutely. Tell the people what the history is, because a lot of people don't even really know.
They don't really fucking know that Kenan and I actually worked on SNL together. We actually auditioned together. Kenan and Finesse Mitchell moved forward to be cast members on the show. I moved on to become a writer on the show. Shit, man, we did.
We started that shit out together.
We started that shit out together, man. And that's how friendships and bonding starts to be a part of your life, man. And you're part
1,000%,
of
your man.
Fucking journey. I already talked about the journey. Your journey. See?
You got to stay open. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay open to good people and be a good person yourself.
You pull them motherfuckers in, and sometimes you keep them hostage in your basement. But you choose, if you want to, chain them motherfuckers up so you don't lose them. You don't want to lose people and shit.
Right.
But I'm not advocating you do that shit.
Right.
But I do advocate you. It's a metaphor. I said it's a metaphoric term I'm using.
Everybody knows
you
that.
Lock them up in the basement of your brain. See, your brain has a basement. You lock their ass up in that basement, feed their ass 3 times a day, get a water hose and wash their ass off.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know it's a lot of mildew and crickets and shit down there.
It's all that shit is in your head. It's a metaphor for a term for keep those close to you that you fucking love. See?
Yeah. The terms is the crickets and shit. Yeah.
That's the fucking term. So what we do, Keenan, is, as you said, you're a big fan of the show. Let everybody else know. We take these positive affirmations, these amazing quotes, and we open them up. We open them up.
Break them down.
So we can give people the fucking brain nourishment they fucking need.
Yeah.
We vitamins. We vitamins.
Big daily vitamins. You give daily people their daily wake up. So wake your ass up.
Wake the fuck up. Yeah. So Miles will read an amazing ass quote and we'll open that bitch up so we can make sure we give people what the fuck they need.
Hey, today's quote comes from the Zen calendar, Workman Publishing Zen calendar. Here's the quote. You wonder what's inside. You wonder if you can trust it. And that's by Kobo Abe.
Kobo Abe.
You
know what's going to happen here, Miles? Keenan and I are going to fucking process this shit. You know, we have a link, a brain link of some sort. And we're going to connect, mentally connect with each other.
Yeah.
And we're going to open this quote up. So this is going to be a Pandora's box of bullshit. You understand? And we're going to open it up.
It takes exactly one ad time. So we're going to do it right now.
Okay. Well, thanks for knowing that. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Although today, the Daily Wisdom is coming from J.B. Smoove and Keenan Thompson.
Woo!
The quote we're looking at today is, you wonder what's inside, you wonder if you can trust it. What do you guys got for that since you got a brain link?
Oh my God, so much.
Let me dive in, Keenan, and open this bitch up. You know, let me open this motherfucking present up. So here's what I say, people out there and Keenan, think about an egg, right? This quote says, you wonder what's inside. You wonder if you can trust it. So think about an egg, right? An egg has a hard outer shell on that motherfucker. But inside, it's soft. It's fucking soft, vulnerable, gooey-ass center. You know, it's a fucking yolk. A fucking yolk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, here's one. Have you ever heard someone say, last one is a rotten egg? Heard that shit before? Man.
You don't want to be that.
No, the fucking rotten egg is, Keenan?
A waste of life.
Fuck yeah, man. You're fucking right. Oh, man. Now here's a good one. You ever boiled, like, you got kids, Keenan? You ever boiled 2 dozen fucking eggs for your kids and you hid their ass for Easter? You hid them Easter eggs, 2 fucking dozen eggs and shit. You hid them motherfuckers all around the house, all around the fucking yard and shit. And
Them first, right? He didn't just boil eggs and hide them.
You paint the motherfuckers in all kind of Easter colors and shit.
Okay.
The lavenders, the pinks. Here's what people fuck up sometimes.
Pastels. Yes, pastels.
Here's what people fuck up at. Sometimes people paint the motherfuckers black or they paint them all green, the same color as the goddamn grass. Them fucking incompetent ass kids. See, them fucking kids, incompetent ass kids only find 12 motherfucking eggs. Now, it means you got 12 goddamn eggs sitting out there. Now, that's a rotten egg. See?
Right.
Now, you got to come out there every fucking night with a goddamn flashlight and try to find them goddamn stinking ass eggs you hit.
Stinking ass eggs.
Whole neighborhood stinking like a motherfucker, Kenny.
Everybody mad at you.
Everybody mad. Hey, man, find them motherfucking 12 eggs. You find them 12 goddamn eggs. That
every morning. Hey, you find some eggs today?
You find them eggs yet, man? Did you find them fucking eggs yet? Now you a parent on a fucking Easter hunt for some goddamn eggs some stupid ass kids couldn't fucking find. 12 fucking, a dozen of goddamn eggs sitting out there, Kenny. That's a rotten egg, Kenny.
That's a waste.
That's a rotten egg, man. You know what they should have, Kenny? Now this would be cool. It's a good idea. Miles, write this shit down.
Okay.
A double egg Easter hunt. Now that should be fun. The eggs are already deviled. They cut in half. They fucking seasoned and shit.
Out in the grass.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. And you put a little paprika on top of the motherfuckers, right?
Right.
Oh, man. Season them goddamn eggs with mustard, mayo,
running
paprika.
Around all hot and tired and find a deviled egg outside.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
That's nice.
Hey, I'm pushing that right now. Double egg Easter hunts.
Those are going to go bad really quickly.
You know, people going to find them. They're more inclined to find them because, you know what? Miles, people love fucking deviled ass eggs.
Yeah, especially with lots of mayo.
Sometimes, Miles and Kenny, I go to a fine restaurant and I say, hey, you guys, I mean, one of those high priced ass, the kind of guy wear a suit jacket and shit, like really, like, I'm like, connoisseurs of food and shit. I go in that bitch sometimes. I say, hey, you guys got deviled eggs? And they say, no, we do not have deviled eggs. I say, I'll tell you what, you got eggs? He go, yes. Do you have mustard? Yes, we do. Do you have celery? Yes, we do. And then I say, well, motherfucker, you got deviled eggs. Fuck is wrong with you?
They don't know. They need to be educated.
You got the ability to make deviled eggs. That's what I'm talking about. See?
But that's what the quote is talking about. They need to be educated, and you need to be educated.
You goddamn right.
Can you trust what you know is on the inside? That's amazing. It's deep. It's like that inner voice. You know, that inner voice is telling you. You see that cheeseburger over there? Like, you know you want that cheeseburger.
Right.
You know, but can you trust that voice?
Can you trust that
for that cheeseburger
meat
to be a good decision for you right now?
Can you trust that meat? Can you trust that fucking meat? See, Mom, we're talking about what is inside.
Yeah.
Can you trust that fucking meat what's inside that burger? What part of that animal did that meat come from? Is that ass meat? You know what I'm saying?
Do you really know? Can you trust
that? We don't know. Are you eating a cow's ass?
A cheese ass burger. You don't want that.
So I say this. You have to find a way to trust an egg. Now, I'm gonna tell you something you didn't fucking know because I'm a little older than you. So did you know that sunny side up was the original doggy style sexual position? Did you know that shit?
Is that what they called it?
Fuck yeah, they did. Picture this. Sunny side up.
That's sunny the sunshine.
Yeah. See, I told Miles this shit. Miles, he debunked my fucking philosophy behind the sunny side up versus
I was just
the
uncomfortable
style
with the conversation, is what it was.
And then they changed the name to doggy style. I don't know when they changed the name, but it was originally sunny side up. And it's preferably for people who like to make love in the fucking morning. Now, are you a morning guy, Kenan, or more of an evening sexual guy?
I'm a whenever I'm allowed kind of guy.
See, I'm on a schedule.
Yeah.
See, I like it. I like morning. I like to wake up to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes at nighttime, you fucking doze off, and it's just too tired. You're too woke to fuck up. You need an evening, a whole evening of fucking rest.
Solid rest. Oh, man. Just a powerhouse in the morning.
Oh, man. And then when you say, I'm hungry, how about some sunny side up? And she know exactly what the fuck you talking about. See,
right.
That's a key. You gotta have cold words. You gotta have cold words.
Yeah, so people don't know your business, you know?
Yeah.
In case you got a household full of people or whatever. Yeah.
Fuck, you, man, I'm just a morning person. I like the fucking morning time.
You know,
how about you, Miles?
I think that's none of your business. I feel like you have one hypothesis, but to prove something, you need two. So, enough with the egg. Can you give us another example what something that's, you know.
I hear you. I see where you're going at. No, I see where you're going.
I'm going
but also
at
see where you want to go.
Talking about an egg for three hours.
I understand. I understand, Miles. I understand. Yeah. I'll move on, Miles. Okay, here we go. You know something else, Miles and Kenan, that you have to be very careful about? What's inside is a fucking used car. Oh, yeah, man. People get fucked a lot buying used ass cars. They get fucked, man. They get fucked right there by that fucking car, man.
Yeah,
that person fucking you, then that car, you take the car and you drive that bitch off and that car fucks the shit out of you too. That's why they made these fucking lemon laws for these fucking cars, these fucking broken down ass cars.
Yeah.
And you know what? Think about this though. Lemon law. See, a lemon is basically a fucking egg. I had to go back to the egg again, but a lemon looked just like a motherfucking egg. Just like that bitch, but it's yellow.
Same fucking shape.
I mean, they, you know, they probably got different dads and shit, but
they
are the fucking same ass shape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
Rob? Yeah.
Two different
families.
I think that the egg dad would be really shocked when he saw that lemon. He'd know that wasn't his. Be a lot of explaining to do.
Fuck yeah, you know it wasn't his. That motherfucker all yellow and shit.
Yeah.
That's the mama side of the family, yeah.
Somebody been fucking around.
No, but
somebody
she's an egg around too. He married within. Eggs traditionally don't like to cross marry.
Hey,
so
when the lemon happened.
I didn't know eggs were so close-minded.
Hey, think about this shit. You're fucking lucky you ain't cut that lemon open to make some fucking lemonade and the yolk in that bitch. See? And the yolk in that bitch. That's when you fucked up. Like, it's yolk in this goddamn lemon.
I can't drink no damn yolk.
No.
or lemonade inside that motherfucking egg. Now, that shit'll fuck you up. You crack that goddamn egg, you make a skillet on a skillet, and lemonade come out that bitch. And lemonade come out that bitch. What the fuck is going on here? See, yeah. Miles? See? Yeah.
You see that?
That's a lot.
You see what happened?
That's a lot.
Shit, man. Crazy as hell.
I can't make no motherfucking lemonade scrambled eggs.
No.
See, okay, back to the car.
Back to the car. Thank you.
See, a lot of people get messed up buying used cars because they don't open the hood. Mm. A lot of people buy cars and they never open that bitch. They never open the hood up because they think they don't know what the fuck they're looking at. So they do not open the bitch up. At least open the shit up and pretend you know what the fuck you looking at.
Yeah.
See, people don't want to open the fucking hood.
Yeah, it looks good.
Some people buy, hey, tell me right now, Kenny, you got a brand new car. When the last time you opened that motherfucking hood? When the last time you popped the hood open? You probably never popped that bitch open.
I don't know how to open the hood.
See? No. See, Miles? See?
Yeah.
See?
You know, the whole wondering what's inside, some people don't know how to open up to see what's inside. So that's mm-hmm. it. Like, you may look at that egg or that car or that person and wonder it's inside, but how do you get in there?
And how do you know you can trust what's in there? Yeah, to me, it's like you wonder what's inside and you wonder if you can trust it, but how will you ever know if you don't try? You know what I'm saying? I remember my wife and I took a trip to Egypt. We went to see the fucking pyramids.
Love it.
And man, oh man, there was a time where you could crawl into the Great Pyramid up this fucking 100-foot ladder that you can only crawl on your hands and knees, 100 yards.
Man. Yes.
And then it opens up to where you can stand up and then it's a staircase for another 200 yards or something like that. Inside a fucking pyramid, middle of the summer, it's 100 degrees out in the desert. I'm looking at this shit and people are coming and going or whatever. And I'm like, man, if I pass out in there, how are they going to get me the fuck up out of there or whatever? And while I'm thinking about that shit and just pondering if I'm going to do it or not, there was just this British dude like, it's a once in a lifetime thing, mate. If you don't do it, how will you ever know? You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're ever going to come back here and redo it. You might as well just go. So it's kind of that.
It is kind of that. And on top of that shit, that motherfucking accent. See, it's sometimes accents
right.
are soothing.
Yeah.
He soothed you with that fucking accent. If that was another a fucking American, you'd have said, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You'd have said, shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't trust you, motherfucker.
When the last time you've been inside a fucking pyramid, shut the fuck up.
You don't know shit.
You don't know shit about no goddamn pyramids? You ain't no pharaoh.
Right.
You ain't no pharaoh.
You calling me a punk?
See? But you trusted him because mm-hmm. he seemed worldly.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand out there, sometimes worldliness is you stepping outside your comfort zone and allowing something to come in. You trusted that guy because he seemed like he's traveled. He's fucking experienced. He's done this shit before. And he applied some shit to your life in that moment that said, hey, man, how you going to ever experience life if you don't try shit?
And guess what? He was right.
He was fucking right. You know what I mean?
You looked at the situation and you weighed the pros and the cons and the pros won. You took that risk and it paid off. And it doesn't always, but...
No, because I could have passed out and that shit was crazy weird at the top. There was like a weird black room where you had to crawl under a space to stand up inside this other room. And it was painted completely black. And people were 6 inches away from the wall chanting shit. So it got dark,
yeah.
But it was cool.
And you might have found out that that British guy died 12 years ago, and he right. just tricks people.
He was
people.
Never there.
Yeah.
He was never there.
I hate when that happens. I can't stand when that fucking happens.
I hate that
you
shit.
You meet somebody, we ain't even fucking here no more.
Yeah.
You be like, fuck me, man.
Because I
you
damn sure mean? Didn't see him no more.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing happened one time I was in a restaurant, and I came into this party, and I said, hey, man. Nice touch. I told the host of the party, I said, fucking nice touch, man. A fucking valet outside. And motherfucker said, what valet? I said, You motherfucker. Goddamn, that son of a bitch got my car.
Yeah.
See? That's how life is, man.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
That ain't no goddamn ghost. That ain't no goddamn ghost got my car.
Oh, fuck.
He
me,
said,
man.
Go on inside. Go on inside. Drop your car.
Enjoy yourself. Have a great evening.
Yeah.
Have a great evening. Sir. They call me sir.
Yeah.
Have a good evening, sir.
Yeah, you like that. This motherfucker took off in your goddamn car.
I'm wondering why I heard the tires burn out. I was like, what the fuck? This? Wait, hey, man. Stupid ass valets always burning rubber in your car and shit.
He ain't supposed to be bending that corner.
He ain't supposed to be doing that shit.
Parking garage is right here, motherfucker.
I think you guys have come to a pretty good takeaway on this. So JB, you want to see if you can wrap this thing up? I'll give you the quote one last time and see if you can
one more time.
Bring it to the home stretch. You wonder what's inside. You wonder if you can trust it.
You wonder what's inside. Now, what's inside is, it's pertaining to people. We talked about eggs. We talked about fucking cars. We talked about sunny side up as a sexual position before doggy style came along. But now, we're talking about, how do you put that into play?
I'll even say this. Keenan's example wasn't about a person, but then again, it was. It was. And it wasn't about the British guy. It was about yourself.
Yes.
It was about trusting you and your fortitude to do it and whether it's worth it to
you. All the examples have something to do with people, you know, like even eggs, you know, an egg.
Yeah.
You know, somebody probably put that egg there for it to be sitting there when you crack it.
Yeah. And then, please.
Yes, indeed.
Please let's just not talk about eggs anymore.
See? And they always talk about, what's another thing to say, but what came first,
right?
The chicken or the motherfucking egg?
And who asked that question? Only people wonder that.
But ain't nobody here who was around back then to see and fucking prove it was a fucking chicken there or a fucking egg there first. Nobody knows. So you have to trust what the fuck somebody told you. That's why they put that question out there. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Nobody fucking knows, Miles.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know.
Here's what I say, Kenny. This is perfect. You are wondering if you can trust what's inside that person enough to allow that person to get inside you. You gotta trust them enough to allow them inside.
Yeah.
You gotta trust that person enough to allow them inside you, people.
How are you gonna build a real friendship if your so-called friend doesn't even really know you?
If you let them inside you, Kenan, you got to let them open that fucking hood. Open your hood. Open their hood. You let them open your hood. You open their hood.
You got to crack the egg so you know if it's lemonade in there or not.
There you go. That car got to fit you. Open that hood. Pull that visor down. Check that glove compartment. Check that fucking trunk and make sure ain't nobody tied up in that goddamn trunk. Kenan do that shit. They do that shit a lot.
They do that shit a lot.
Sell your car with a motherfucker in the trunk tied the fuck up.
And then
your ass don't open the trunk. They see the trunk size. You figure you know this model. I know that trunk big as hell.
Right.
No, it's big enough for a motherfucker to be tied up in that bitch.
A full-grown person.
Yeah.
Fuck right. Fuck right. Okay. And now, here's one more thing for people.
Okay.
Ponder this question. If you gotta wonder, you gotta worry.
Woo!
Wait! If you got to wonder, you got to worry. God. Damn it, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing gained from no work, basically. Everything gained comes from some sort of lifting.
Woo! Although some people do pass the SAT just by randomly picking letters, and there's no thought. So sometimes not doing any work can work out, but that's taking a big chance. I think really do the work.
Yeah, that's taking a big swing with your life.
Big swing. One time I put all D's on a motherfucking test. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck it. All D's.
And what'd you get?
Fuck it. All D's. That's what the fuck I got. A fucking D. So I say, you put all D's, you get a motherfucking D. See?
Because your ass is dumb.
See?
Well, I would give today's episode an A.
Oh, Miles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Oh, thank you so much for being here, man. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their Zen calendar. And I want to give an even more specialer thanks to our incredible guest, Mr. Keenan Thompson. We were honored to have him as our first guest, but he won't be our last. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
J.B. Smoove.
And he's...
And I'm Keenan,
yeah.
God damn it, I love it. Don't crack an egg with lemonade in it, god damn it. You don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Hey, you guys, enjoy your week. We love you guys. Hope you got something out of this quote today. And we send you off into the fucking world like a goddamn carrier, a carrier pigeon. Spread the word.
Well, that was our episode, Egg with Kenan fucking Thompson. It's catchy, Miles. It's catching on. We hope this episode encourages you to open up your lives to other people so you can know others and be known. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow as we elaborate some more. It don't stop. This is for you, okay?
It will stop, though. It will stop.
At some point. That's why it may stop. Yeah. I can't make no promises. If I get your numbers, your phone numbers, maybe I'll give you personal elaborations.
Do not give out your phone numbers to anyone claiming to be J.B. Smooth, because it just might be J.B. Smooth.
And maybe I'll get you one of those fucking car warranty extensions. How about that?
He knows a guy. He knows a guy.
I'll put that in there.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.